notoriously Sydney and unmistakably Aussie, like the Australiano, a unique taste of McCafe coffee, chai and native wattle seed.
I said one, two, three, are you ready for this?
One, two, three, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Uzi, Ed, and Aaron.
The Mystery Mix, it's going off and it's going to be given away, what, is it sometime in the next, like, 3 years or something?
At 8 a.m. At 8 a.m., all the talk is over and the money goes. We've got the massive check behind us. It's $100,000. It will go at 8 a.m. All roads lead to that. But you've also got to remember that everyone who gets involved on the show gets a family pass to sea life at Sydney Aquarium.
Oh, I love the Sydney Aquarium. You go there, you go to Darling Harbour, go to lunch at Cargo Bar. Oh, good times.
I remember there was a news report once about an aquarium opening and there was a line up right down the road. They interviewed someone on the news and the person said, "Me and my family are having the best day. We'll never see anything like this ever again." And I wanted to say, "Why don't you go tomorrow?" You know what I mean? But they probably couldn't go tomorrow because they might have been moving.
Tell you what, though.
Moving somewhere where there's no aquarium.
well, they might have been poor and could only afford tickets for one day.
Well, not
yeah,
if
why don't you keep laughing at them, Richie?
If you listen to us, maybe they're listening now and they get to go again.
Dive into Sea Life Sydney Aquarium, home to Australia's only colony of sub-Antarctic penguins. I've seen them. They are as upright and as waddly as you want them to be. Book online and save. Why do you two want to cuddle these passes? Why wouldn't you give them to
people.
Someone now?
No, like, yeah,
why
would go? You,
well, all right, well, lines are open, 13, 10, 60.
I'm not going to do my penguin joke again,
no,
but
no.
Remember when I did it at Penrith, or might have been Parramatta, at the club when we're doing a comedy night. Remember Eliza did a little penguin up on stage, remember?
Yeah, we got that on video, so.
It's really cute, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Other people's children are so cute.
Okay, you know what? No, I was about to say we talk about your kids more, but no, we wouldn't. I think we probably do talk about mine. It is, I think other people's kids are so annoying when they show me photos and you go, oh, yeah, they're so cute. No, it's annoying.
The worst time I've had on this show over the last couple of years is when Erin puts a video of a child in which goes for longer than 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, God. And I don't know how to spool through to the end. Because, you know, there's a payoff.
I have a way of handling that.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't watch it.
No, you never comment specifically on any of the content.
I'm a nice person, you know what I mean?
Bryce watches it all the time.
He has to.
He writes nice things.
Yeah, that's because his job.
And Alex love hearts it. I don't know if she watches it, but she love hearts it.
What about David from Hoxton Park? Let's just do it straight away.
David.
Hello.
Who you
family
taking?
Pass.
Who you
taking? Sea life.
Yeah, who you taking to the aquarium, David?
Oh, I'll take my little boy.
Oh, there you go. He'll have the time of his life.
Does he have a favourite sea animal?
Not really. He talks about sharks a bit, so I suppose he likes sharks.
Yeah, what you should do is take him to where the sharks are and then go, you know, try to scare him. I don't know.
Okay. Come on, well,
you're going to die. I'm not just kidding, honey.
They can get through the glass. Run.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron.
But right now we're trying to nip something in the bud because the other day we had a friend of ours on the show. She's a famous actor. She got a new venture going and here's her talking about. It's Nikki Osborne.
Character Bushy is, so it's very much in the theme of how she would do OnlyFans. Because
okay.
I can't do it, obviously, because, you know, I'm married with children. So
Gotcha. So what's Bushy going to show, Nikki?
Bushy's going to show her best bits.
So Nikki's character, Bushy, her comedy character, has started an OnlyFans page. She's helping out the koalas with some of the money from the page.
$40,000 nearly so far on my calculation of 2,600 followers at $15 a pop.
Part of the reason we got her on was to celebrate the fact that women or men over 40 can still be so beautiful. And but Nikki, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. I'm just taking my pills because I'm too old for this stuff. Just taking my arthritic pills.
But I'll tell you what, first things first, congratulations. Since you started it, over 2,000 followers for your character, and the money is flooding in for the koalas. So that's already a great effort. Well done.
Oh, look, I'm a legend. That's all I can say.
No, no, fair enough too.
You are a legend. And you
just woke it up to this news that I have 2.6 thousand fans because I didn't know it because I've been locked out of my Hotmail. So I'm not getting... Basically,
you still got a Hotmail.
Fans, well, that's, you get locked out of everything. Yeah, even, shut up.
Even that's the term Hotmail. My wife's got still got her Hotmail.
Does she really?
Yeah, absolutely,
we
she
should
does.
Do a segment on our names and Hotmail. I think I was like Vegemite 111 at one stage, and oh, God, help us.
Hotmail, that dates you. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it does a bit. Now, it does a bit. Yep.
But Nikki, you sent us a screenshot yesterday about some of the comments that you're getting, and one in particular from some person. What... Can you read out what they said to you in a comment, please? Can you read it out?
Now, can I just preface this with, I am doing this for the koalas.
Exactly.
This is being an absolute roller coaster for me. This is not my space whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm not all about having a tight ass. I'm all about having a tight 20. So this is this is different.
Yeah.
Anyway, I texted yesterday because I had a bit of a whinge because this kicked me in the guts. It says, all right. A wonderful cause. This is from Girls, 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 by the way.
Oh, it's a woman.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
I think they've focused on girls in their,
you know. They're interested in girls.
Here we go. There's an actual comment that was written to you. Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. A wonderful cause, Nikki Osborne official. Anything to help our cuddly little koalas. I'm like, oh, isn't that nice? No offense with this comment, okay? It's coming.
Yeah.
But perhaps have some younger, hot young girls modeling. You're getting a bit long in the tooth, and I'm guessing closing in on 50. Your comedy shows are great, and you're a funny lady, but maybe leave more raunchy photos to those far more suitable to wearing very little. Just a thought.
Just a thought.
Oh, my.
Few thoughts.
Starts it with no offense, don't take offense,
yeah,
and ends
you know
it with just a thought.
You know it's coming when they say, oh, God.
That is crazy.
So, you know, as much as everyone says, take it with a grain of salt. They're just trolls, yada, yada, yada. It gets you because I'm well aware of my age and I'm well aware of what this, you know, the stigma attached to this platform. And I'm well aware of all my bumps and my fajubitas and my bingo wings and all of that. And then I'm doing this for the bloody koalas. They can't even say thank you. So it's the most thankless task in the world. And then you wake up to this gronk saying this to you. And I had a bit of a meltdown.
I
responded. Yes.
Oh, you responded.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said if I paid a penny for your thoughts, I'd want change.
Yeah, that's nice. But I want to ask Nikki, and I'm actually shooting a doco on this very thing right now about, you know, comments, that the whole thing with online trolling. But you're a comedian, you laugh about it, blah, blah, blah. But was there a part of it that really annoyed you? Like, did it hurt you, this thing, or did you just go, oh, you're a knob?
Of course it hurt. It always hurts. It's bullshit. Anyone who says, oh, it doesn't bother me, it's just, you know, water for ducks back. No, later when you use it as material and you get a really good laugh out of it, then it's okay. But at the time I looked at my husband, I'm just like, I am too old for this shit. Oh, that's what I said in the end. I said, right. Because I put a blanket message out to my followers, you know, all my 2.6K ones. And I said, right, anyone who age shames me will be shown the door. I'm too old for this shit.
That's good.
Was that your joke?
Yeah.
Of course
that's
my
brilliant.
Fucking joke. Oh. Are you trying to tell me? Oh, sorry.
We're going to dump that, guys. Here we go.
This is the thing about
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans Radio. Hey,
I just made Nikki snap. That's a real. Oh, I got to say to Nikki, I'm sure she's still listening. But that's a really good joke.
It is.
Really
it is. I'm actually going to stole your COVID one. I'm going to steal that one too.
But honestly, Husey, you being so shocked that Nikki wrote that joke is what set her off.
Yeah, it's so true.
I know that.
You don't need to be as shocked that your friend, the comedian, wrote a good joke.
Is funny.
Yeah, that's what's going to set her off today.
I thought she might have fished for a meme. You know, there's so many memes out there.
Don't tell her she's a meme.
I will tell her when we get her back on that's a great joke.
Oh, no, she can't come back on. So, now, have you been age shamed? We have got ourselves a beautiful family passes to the Sydney Sea Life Aquarium with the standing up penguins and all of it. 131060, maybe you're at a job where you're kicking and they're having a go at you about your age.
Yeah.
Have you been age shamed? 131060, lines are open. I believe we're going to go inside the team next. Yeah. Who's been age shamed out of you two? Who's copped it?
Well, I cop it on a daily basis, but Aaron Boland,
I rarely do because I'm so young, but I went to an environment I never should have gone into yesterday. An environment of young people.
Young man. Okay. You copped it off a young man.
And what this young man said to me, it will create international headlines.
All right. So 131060. Lines are open. 131060. If you've been age shamed. And look, if you want to help out the koalas, it's at Bushy, B-U-S-H-I-E, on OnlyFans because she's doing a great job. Thank you, Nikki.
Nikki Osborne on. She's got an OnlyFans page. She's a great actor. She's helping out the koalas. She's, a beautiful woman. And, in some of the OnlyFans stuff, she's not wearing a lot. And
I haven't seen any of looks, it. Have you?
She's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. But have you seen
I have
some
seen
of
the page, yes. And it's tasteful. Really tasteful.
Oh, that's annoying.
Well, I mean, that's... I think a lot of the comments she would be going would be getting would be, come on.
More. Yeah, right.
More. So, but one comment, some bloke said, you're too old for this.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, and they needed to stop.
Absolutely. She's a spring chicken. She's what, 40?
Just turned 40.
Oh, for God's sake.
She's basically...
12.
No, she's not 12.
20.
19.
Who's okay.
Oh, 20's too old.
20's way too old. Fair enough, too. So who's living? Erin Mullen's been living this. Who else is living this? What's going on out there?
Well, Erin, what
Sarah,
happened?
Do you want to hear from Sarah? From
I think let's finish with Sarah. Let's start with you.
Oh, what? You think Sarah's is more powerful? She'll deliver it better.
Well, she's younger. So. Oh, come on. I'm doing jokes.
So I went to Parramatta Stadium yesterday to speak to all the school captains of all the schools in Western Sydney, and they were incredible. It was about online safety and resilience and that kind of thing. And it was actually the
Catholics. About resilience, Here we go. What has she taken away from it? A mean comment from one of them.
That I haven't stopped thinking about.
She just can't stop thinking about what this year 12 said.
But I literally, the opening line was, there's almost nothing now that anyone could say to me that would hurt me. I'm so battle-hardened in this space.
Well, hands up if you want to have a go, right? Yep, young man in the front row. What are they?
So I did my story about how resilient
How great you are. Yeah. Then, what a hero you are.
And then all the 60 tables of kids would stand up after discussing it for 10 minutes and gave their thoughts on it. And then, I know.
It's good. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it was inspiring. It was actually really inspiring. And the last table, this lovely young man got up and was like.
What did he say?
Well, he said, about what they think about, the situation at their school. And then he said, and that lady, and then he looked directly at me, you, and then he kind of stopped and said, I'm really sorry. I don't know who you are, but you told a great story.
Oh. In all your 7 decades in the media, for him to say that.
That's honestly it, by the way. It's nothing else. And I felt sick. I felt weak. I felt my breath started to quicken.
You're a loser.
But can I tell you what happened after that redeemed and I was late for my next thing because it was so empowering. Every other kid ran over and wanted a photo and desperately loved me.
Yeah, and they love this show.
They love this show and a lot of their parents love this show. He did not know who I was.
You should have said in front of all those thousands of school children, well, I'm sorry, I don't know your name either, mate, and I never will. Well, you're a loser.
Loser. La, 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 loser. La, 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 la.
You'd have double burned him, walked off stage, so you can all go.
I'm not getting paid. This is ridiculous. You guys will amount to nothing.
Righto. Now, do we have time for another story, or are we still in whatever this is?
I want to talk to Sarah. Can we talk to Sarah?
All right. Sarah. Let's have it. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, well, deeply, deeply demented, I would say, is two-thirds.
No.
Sarah, what's going on? Are you getting age-shamed?
I am. I'm getting it for being too young.
Oh, get it out of the violence. You.
Cry me a river.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So what do you do? How can you get, what are you doing that you're too young to do? What, trying to get into a pub?
No, I don't even do that anymore. But I'm 31 years old and I drive a bus.
Oh,
And I've been
yes.
there I've been driving a bus for about 4 years, and I've constantly been told that I'm too young and I shouldn't do it.
You know what? You don't know the routes. Yeah. You don't know how to get around the tight corners in the giant buses. This. I get it.
I want to say this to you, Sarah, and to all the bus drivers of Sydney with the narrow streets in Sydney.
Yeah.
You should be running the country because you're a genius.
Thank
how you.
You
get down those streets.
Yep.
Wow. I'm in awe of you, Sarah.
You.
Absolutely in awe.
Thank you.
And
I think it's
assuming,
also the fact you're a woman too that he
I didn't say
extra
that.
Impressive, Sarah.
No, it's got nothing.
Well,
with
they're not asking her to reverse park the bus.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.
But we want to reward teachers right now. Coming to the end of term, are you a teacher? We've got a great prize for you. All you have to do is give us a call.
Family pass to go to Sea Life Aquarium. Sydney, family pass. So 131060, lines are open. Simple question, are you a hashtag teacher?
Because there is an issue. So teachers, give us a call, all right? So get on the line 131060. If you're a teacher right now, the line is open and we're ready for you to call us. Welcome to Lazy Town is the headline.
Oh, be careful.
No, this is involving PE teachers. There's a PE teacher shortage. And it's leaving kids lacking sport.
Mm.
They are struggling to find people to do that role in schools.
Isn't it the best job in a school, being a PE teacher?
I would have thought so. You get to wear a tracksuit to work every day.
Yes, or short shorts.
And, I mean, you know what? You don't have to worry about kids, you know, not knowing maths.
Yeah.
Unless it were maybe three laps of the oval and they do... So how many is that, sir?
I used to spend all of my time, and I was quite sporty growing up, but... Mum, can I have a note to get out of PE? I don't want to get changed and change. And swimming, God help me, I hated doing swimming, having to get in togs when you're going through puberty in front of mean boys.
But that's,
oh, it was awful.
Girls have, you have the, you know,
Have the what?
You know what I mean. You can get out of PE pretty easily.
What if you don't do it, develop that till later?
Well, they don't know that.
Very true.
But you get to wear a whistle.
Oh, and the whistle.
Wear a whistle and
a stopwatch. You got a timer, one of those black timers with the string around it that you wear around your neck.
See how it could be a problem being a PE teacher. We had a PE teacher. He was the man about campus.
Yes. You know? Oh, God, the way they walk, the way they strut. Oh, the PE teachers used to strut and all the science and geography teachers would look wistfully their way.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, our PE teacher, Mr. Syme, we went inside one day in year 10 and we said, "What's this, sir?" And he rolled in a TV set with a VHS and he showed us a video of childbirth and said, "If any of you are thinking of getting pregnant, let's watch this, shall we?"
Old
valuable life.
I don't know about that.
Valuable life.
I don't know if the PE teacher can roll in a video and have a look at this.
I didn't say it was during class. It was on a Saturday.
Look at this. This is what happens. We had I remember our PE teacher. He was, had a relationship with one of the other teachers, you know. I won't.
That's good.
No, then they split up and then, you know, she was left, you know, alone.
Still. So 131060.
We all knew.
We all knew. Everyone knew. We still know.
Graham down the... Anyway.
Oh, no, it's their baby.
No, come on.
So sweet. It's oh, like, someone else's
like
baby.
It's yours, isn't it? Yeah.
What school did you go to?
It's a school back in
Heartbreak High. So 131060, are you a teacher? 131060 lines are open. We may even be able to speak to the man who is trying to right this wrong, who's trying to put teachers back, PE teachers back in the classrooms, despite everything that was just said.
But right now we're talking teacher shortage, PE teachers in particular. What is going on? You would have thought it's the best job to do, best job to have. Is Scott from Lilyfield? Are you a PE teacher, Scotty?
Hey, how you going?
Hi, Scott.
You teach PE amongst other things, is
I
that
do.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. I am a PE teacher. I have been for over 20 years.
Yeah, right. What's why do you think there's a shortage? I thought it'd be a plum gig.
Yeah, look, it is a great gig, but I think in today's age, there's so much more opportunity for in corporate industries to go to PT training, gyms, the recreational field. It's just more lucrative in terms of money. It's a hard gig.
Could you start doing some personal training at school? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I suppose it'd be a conflict of interest. I suppose you can't really, as much as I'd like to, on the side, have great. A good side.
Charge little Jesse a lunch money.
Could they pay you to not do PE? Could they like go? Could they pay you to not do PE and say, today we're running a marathon or give me some cash?
That'd be the go. Yeah, I'd like that.
Thank you, Scotty.
Wouldn't need a 3% pay rise then.
No, you do a great job. What a great attitude. Good on you, Scotty. Thank you for doing that.
Now, have we got a is this Damien who...
Yeah, this is Damien, who has his own business with schools to encourage to the outsource sports lessons. G'day, Damien.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, love it, mate. Love it.
So have you found a niche here where the people do need PE teachers and you're providing them sort of outside the parameters of their whatever? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plenty of work out there. But as you said, there's always looking for extra bodies to get on board. You know, I can never get enough. But, you know, there's definitely a shortage of teachers, you know, on the field and in the classroom, and you know, sports professionals as a whole. So I'm forever, you know, looking for people. So if you're keen yourself, just know,
it's not going to be me. No.
Look, Damien.
No, Damien, give us the details. How do people get in touch?
Sorry, I'll give you the details. I'll leave them with your boss there. All right.
Yeah. Right.
No worries.
So, do you have to have a qualification, Damien, or can you just be passionate about kids and sport?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I'm a PE teacher myself. I studied at Sydney Uni. But people can be trained up. You know, we use people, you know, with a whole range of skills. So, you know, you don't have to have a degree, just that and the other. You know, we can get you going in various areas and we can train you up. So that's not a problem.
What if you've got a rock and rig like Ed Cavalier? I don't know if you've seen the front of the latest Men's Health, but our man here, Ed, is absolutely shredded. Have you seen his rig, Damien?
I'm well jealous, I tell you what.
Well, I can
imagine him turning up in a mesh singlet, you know, going, come on.
You That's played appropriate. A PE teacher, didn't you, Ed, in a movie or a personal trainer?
Oh, I just do it just casually. I just rock up with a whistle
and
sometime
and
goes...
anyway, Damien. So he's absolutely perfect, Ed.
Oh, I'm going to ring, Damo. I'll do beach muscles with the kids in the afternoons. Thank you, Damo.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Erin, yesterday...
Well, I had to... Well, not had to. I mean, it was an honour. Host a New South Wales Mining... Awards night for women in mining, which was, so you know, a predominantly female audience.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that just Gina Rinehart giving herself prizes?
No, she wasn't there. But I had a bit of a dress malfunction because I put my dress on and then I stupidly, because it was tight, and because I'm by myself now, trying to get dresses on alone is really hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's the biggest thing I miss from being in a family.
I know, but I can't, you know. Yeah.
No, what?
No, I was going to make a ridiculous joke about me wearing dresses. And if I want to wear a dress, I will wear a dress, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Thank you so much. So I bent over to to put my shoes on, and the zipper at the back just split open. So anyway, I know I'm trying to just
when
avoid
you put that photo
that
in the
signal group
mm-hmm. I thought I didn't know what was wrong with the dress because for me that looked like the design of the dress. You had
an open back
dress. I thought, why is she putting another thirst trap in our signal group? Who is she trying to impress in this group?
Let me be very clear here. No one. Absolutely.
So you'll stop?
No one. No, of course I won't. Don't be silly. Because he appeases me. He writes compliments and therefore I keep doing it.
Well,
like
I've got to mix up the compliments. So what did I say last time?
Hot. Anyway, go. Ed, comment on how hot I look. It's really hard.
No, because I'm not playing that game. So let's good on you.
I know, I'm trying to avoid the thing. But then I had to put another dress on, which was a bit short. But this is not, don't make this sordid or skanky.
This is your story.
It's not even a story.
But we're not in the background making these stories.
Sometimes with dresses, you can't wear certain undergarments underneath. That's
Grundies.
All.
You can't wear any Reg Grundies. That doesn't...
Yeah, sometimes with some dresses with lines and you just can't. And that's just a reality of the work that I
you've
do.
You've got to go free.
Thank you so much.
You've got to go, you can't, I'd say with a man, I'd go, you can't go commando.
Well played, mate.
No, you can. That's the whole point.
You must go commando.
Oh, you have to go commando.
My God, are you okay?
But you're short. I saw that skirt. It was so short. How could have you gone commando in that? You went commando?
Oh, God. Can
were
we
you
not
commando
make this
in
a
that?
Big deal? Because
you, what?
It's a lot of women can relate. It's because your lines and the dressings. Oh,
yeah, but
God.
That skirt was that was halfway up.
So where was it?
It was halfway. It was between your knee and your hip. It was halfway. And you had nothing underneath there.
Stop it.
What a dangerous act that is.
Oh, for the love of...
Were you sitting down at this thing? How did you do that?
At one stage, I did have to sit on the stage.
You had to sit on the stage.
No, it's a lot.
You've got people in the audience, their eyeballs are at crotch level.
I had my script on my lap.
Thank you.
Which is why I had no idea what I was talking about.
Those seats, you pay a lot more for those tables.
Did anyone yell out, Sharon Stone?
No, look, the Logies has just been. I can tell you a lot of women at Logies would not have been, and that's just what you have to do as a woman.
There's a Logie for that. So,
I had no idea that was going on.
No, it's very common. It's what? Very
is it
common.
Though? Well, let's put it to the folk. Is it common? Do you find yourself in a situation, men or women, 13, 10, 60, where you have to go commando? It's just a no undies situation, and that's the way you have to live.
Well, maybe you choose to do that.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just your go.
That's
13, 10, 60.
Your way of life.
Lines are open. Are you a no undies either way of life or in a setting where you just couldn't do it? 13, 10, 60. Lines are open. I've never seen Husey look happier.
Don't mate, that's ridiculous. We want to know. It's her story.
No, it's Aaron? Not. It's what a lot of women
it's
do.
A
and
powerful
you've pushed,
story.
It is not.
It is a powerful
I'm not
story.
Hoping to inspire anyone here. This is not a story of overcoming obstacles and hurdles. This is a story of not having lines on your dress, okay?
Right. 13, 10, 60, if you overcome the obstacles and hurdles of underwear.
Maybe
and,
you can't afford underwear. Maybe that's...
Oh, that's
yeah,
now
bring
you're
us up,
in...
We can laugh at you. Yeah, that's great.
Now you're
cool,
in...
Cool, horrible, of... man. It must be lovely on your rich pedestal.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
Can you imagine what you could afford? You could afford a dress that doesn't split, so the fact that you're not wearing Reg Grundy's isn't revealed to... Whoever you
Samantha, with. Help me out here, Samantha from Milperra. You know that it's a normal thing to do, isn't it? It's for fashion.
It's 100% a normal thing to do, and it makes you look classier, even though the idea of it's not classy. So it's 100%.
So the visible panty line is the issue. Can I say that?
Yes, yeah, the visible panty line is the issue, and by removing that issue, you look 1,000 times better, and you look classier. Now, I encouraged my 18-year-old daughter to do it for her formal.
Yeah, because it just clings, doesn't it, on different kind of, but especially if your
spot.
Undies
exactly.
dig in. Like if
yeah.
you don't, if you've got undies that dig in, like
yep.
it now, just, yeah, now, I just, it sits you, better.
Is it true that you encourage people you don't know to do this as well, Samantha?
Well, I do, but not randomly. I work in fashion.
So you work
hey,
in
you,
fashion.
Take them off.
That advice.
So you people turn up to your retail place yep. and you tell them to, yeah.
I'll say, what undies should I wear with this? And I'll say, well, my honest opinion is none.
No you, undies. Do you have an Order of Australia?
I absolutely.
Well,
groundbreaking, right?
Well this done. Is finally a genuine hero.
Did you say the same thing to men as well, Samantha? Or?
Well, you know that boys do it because they're gross. Like it is different.
Oh, so. Okay. That happens.
Right, the other night, my daughter had her Peter Pan concert. That was on at 6 p.m., so I picked the kids up from school and let's have an early dinner with Dad, yeah?
Oh, sweet.
Drive the three kids to a burger shop and I'm up there at the counter thinking, you know what, I'm going to get out my loyalty app. I got a loyalty app for the burger shop. I could have a free burger coming our way. We've been coming here a lot. They scan the burger app. And you know what the person says to me? You've got 2 free burgers. I'm like, yeah! You know what they say to me next? Do you want to donate them? Do I want to donate them?
Two.
Who am I donating the burgers to? What am I meant to, like, you know, have I got a bloody, you know. I want to feed my own children. So I said to the person behind the counter, no, I don't want to donate them. Yeah. My kids are getting those burgers. And then my kids are eating the burgers and I'm feeling guilty about some hungry person out there who didn't get the burgers.
What? What?
They're my burgers.
I'm so confused.
I earned those burgers.
So they have a loyalty program. So you buy a lot of burgers to then, after 100 burgers, earn one free measly burger, and they want you to donate it.
I'm gonna give it to someone I don't know.
Some poor person?
Who's getting the burger?
It's a great question. Would you like
They're
to
our
donate?
Burgers.
It's really
would you, would you like to donate your burgers, sir? Is not a phrase you hear often. I tell you what you do hear often, and that is the songs from the Mystery Mix. Here we go. If this is the one you need, this is the last one you need, and then, my friends, oh, it's coming.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Fingers crossed this is the moment.
We Someone's... have to hear the mix. We have to hear the mix.
Who have we got?
This is Jamie from Bradbury. Jamie, take your time. Five songs, title and artist, word perfect, in order, and the money is yours. Take it away.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Because of You, Kelly Clarkson. Waiting for Tonight, Jennifer Lopez. I'll Be Missing You, Puff Daddy, Faith Evans, and 112.
$100,000. Is that the correct order?
Yes, Jamie!
You've done it! You've just won 100.
Oh,
well done.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Oh, this is incredible.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking. My kids are crying. We're all crying.
We've got to come. I think we have to come back and find out what this means.
Jamie, you've done it. You've solved Hughie, Ed and Erin's new Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM $100,000 mystery mix. You have solved it. You have got the money. Congratulations, Jamie. You've earned it. That's a brilliant effort.
We're so happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Jamie. We're going to talk to you in a second.
Stay there, Jamie. We're going to come back. We're going to come back. We want to find out when you knew it, how long you've been trying to play, and what this money means to you. That is the Mystery Mix, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it's done. Jamie from Bradbury is our winner.
What an epic journey we've been on with the Mystery Mix. Everyone getting their heads around this. What is the mix?
And well, here it is. Okay. Are we allowed to play the moment that's just taken place? Yeah.
Please.
This was...
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Because of You, Kelly Clarkson. Waiting for Tonight, Jennifer Lopez. I'll Be Missing You, Puff Daddy, Faith Evans and 112.
$100,000. Is that the correct order?
Yeah!
So proud of Jamie.
Me too.
Well, she's with us again. Jamie from Bradbury, our $100,000 Mystery Mix winner. Oh, has it sunk in, Jamie?
Oh, my God, no, not really. But I just want to thank you, Hughie, Ed and Erin, so much.
No, we
weren't. Oh, I'm still shaking and crying.
Is that the most nervous you've ever been in your whole life?
Yes, I didn't think I'd be able to say the words.
Jamie, you've got a couple of kids. You're a single mum as well.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your story.
So I've got three kids. My oldest is Chanel. She'll be 13 on Thursday, so she's going to love her birthday.
Oh,
this year.
That's right.
That's and then I have Indy Lee, who's 9.5, and then my son, TJ, he's 4.5.
And darling. What do you do to feed them? What's your job?
Customer service for a courier. Oh,
so you work hard every single day. You get home, you work even harder to make those kids happy, and now you've got $100,000. When did you think you had the correct order?
It was yesterday after that last clue. I did have some around the wrong way, so I'm glad I did listen to that very last clue because that helped me.
Now, I don't like to give him any credit at all, Jamie, but did Husey help you to get that order correct? Did he give you some advice yesterday?
Yes, and especially with the recording it so I could listen to the clues again and again and keep swapping.
We're so happy for you,
Jamie. So happy. I'm a newly single mum, and I've got one little bubba who's four, and it is doesn't matter what your situation is, it is so hard. You've got three. Has it been really tough for you? And what difference does this money make to your life?
Oh yes, it's been so tough. I'm just thankful that I have my mum who supports me. She's also a single mum. So I would love to help her out with this just because she's just been the best and the most amazing mum my whole life.
What are you going to do? Are you going to maybe give your mum a bit?
Yeah, I think I might give her like half.
Well, what? Let's see if she'll accept it because Jamie's mum, Leanne, happens to be on the line. Good morning to you, Mama. Morning, Leanne.
Hi.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
How proud of you are you of your daughter?
Oh, I'm proud of her. I'm always proud of her. Oh. She's such an amazing daughter.
Oh, Leanne, what does $50,000 mean to you?
Oh, no, she needs it more than me.
Oh, that's what a selfless woman. What two selfless women.
Oh. What number will you accept? Let's do Prices Right. What about 49,000? 48? Stop me when I get to there.
Maybe a night out.
Oh, my goodness. And
Do you guys live near each other?
Yeah, not too far.
Yeah,
not too far.
Does this change your whole life? Because I know stress at the moment, cost of living, bills, power bills, groceries, it's so hard. Does this just take the weight off your shoulders a lot?
Yes, because I've got car rent, so it's just going to be so much easier for me.
God. I just want to go back to how Jamie nailed it. Just... You must have been back so nervous.
And we so much. Yeah, funny that.
What's that?
Yeah. Just want to go back to you.
No. She knew the order, but she didn't mess up any of the words.
Yeah.
She's live on radio. One misstep with saying the order, and we would have had to not give you the money. So it was it was an amazing effort of pressure creating diamonds. And Jamie, obviously, you are a diamond.
Oh, thank you.
Is one of your just question without notice, is Chantel there or Indy?
Chanel. Yep.
Chanel?
Yep. Did you want to speak to Chanel?
Yeah. Can we just say a quick hello?
Okay, no problems.
Hello?
Oh, goodness. Hi, Chanel. You're live on the radio with Husey, Ed and Erin. Your beautiful mum's just won $100,000 for the family. I understand it's your birthday next week. Now is the time to make a list of demands. What are you in the market for?
I don't know.
You got time to think about it.
A lot of time. Are you excited, sweetheart? How much do you love your mum?
I love her a lot.
Oh, she's always there for you, isn't she, Chanel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's
darling.
She's a great woman, your mum, and your grandmother's great as well. And I'm sure you're great too. Three generations of heroes there.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh. We're so happy for you, sweetheart. Have a beautiful birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chanel. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Leanne. Thank you. Stay on the line. You're not going anywhere. You've got to try and get hold of this money. We pay quick too, and it's not in Bitcoin. So that is the mystery mix. Congratulations to Jamie from Bradbury for taking it out. What a great – and thank you to everyone who got involved. We've had a ton of entries, but that is Jamie. She won the $100,000 mystery.
Ed and Erin.
All roads lead to Sunday night, State of Origin 2, live from Perth. The Blues need to win or it's over.
Yeah, they've got to keep that series alive after Queensland took out game one under the umbrage of new coach Billy Slater. But our Blues can reign supreme, particularly being led by the superstar who is Liam Martin.
Yeah, but before we talk to his mother, who I'm sure will have a lot to say about what's being said about him. Let's have a listen to what was on the news last night.
Are you a grub?
No, I don't know. I get told I am, so, I don't know. I don't mind the name. I just sort of think whatever happens on the field stays on the field.
Can I say, what happens on the field stays on the field is the banner under which all grubs live their life.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. Maxine Martin, mother, proud mother of Liam. How do you feel about your son being described as a grub, Maxine?
Oh, look, like I said, when it's happened, it's like the mama bears come out in me and I've gone, what? I said, when you watch a game, there's more face massages out there than in a beauty salon, you know.
Yeah, so true.
They're rubbing each other up all the time. So I did say when, you know, because I won't say what I rang my children straight away when I read it.
Of course.
I won't say because the language is not privy to.
Right. Yep, for radio. And, yep.
No. And they banned me. I'm banned from reading the internet, banned from social media. I'm banned. Can you ban parents?
I hope that you can try. Look, it's funny though, Maxine, but it also, like, do you actually just want to go and clock every person that has ever said anything mean about your boy?
I just, it's so out of left field. And when it sort of happened, and it's interesting because I've been doing some work in class on disinformation, misinformation and fake news.
Yes.
You know, the Museum of Australian Democracy is big on this. They've got a great unit.
Yeah.
And I've gone, wow, what have they pulled? 4 minutes of a whole game to bandy my boy a grub.
Yeah. So, it's like a Married at First Sight edit they've done.
Yes.
And they've made him the villain.
Absolutely. Lucky I've got a big family. I'm the eldest of seven with brothers and sisters and partners and nieces and nephews. They think it's hilarious.
Maxine, have you ever been at a game and an opposition fan has yelled out something about your son? Have you ever arced up?
No, I haven't. And that's what worries me now that, you know, this label, because it's not a pretty label, you know, public enemy number one or whatever they labelled him as, or the grub. It's not a pretty label. I think, whoa, what's going on here?
Hey, Maxine, there's surely some elements of Liam that could be bought, like just not even on the field.
Do you want me to do this?
But just
do you want me
like
to do this as a Queensland supporter?
Yeah, could you?
I'm happy to do this as a Queensland supporter. Maxine, your son is a grub. Your son is a massive grub, but he is exactly what the Blues need because the rest of them were too nice. Let his elbows lead the way. Follow me behind my knees and elbows, guys. Straight into the faces and throats of the Queenslanders.
No, well, I wonder why there's only 4 minutes and four tackles.
Because the rest of it was too graphic for television, Maxine. They'd have to put it on at midnight.
So should Maxine wear a T-shirt? I'm proud of my grub.
Yes, grub raiser.
On our family message board, all the grubs and larvae that are sort of great.
Larvae.
We think he's a divine.
Is he fired up? When did you last speak to him, Maxine? Is he fired up?
Yesterday, I did. He rang me yesterday, and because they had a bit of time off, and he thinks it hasn't fazed him at all.
No,
but as I said, when it first come out. I had a sleepless night over it, you know.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Maxine.
No, Maxine. Yes.
It's all, but I get Maxine, it, though, Maxine. It's when there's stuff written online, you can say, sticks and stones and blah, blah, but it does hurt because you know that he's not. You know that he plays tough and he plays hard.
Yeah.
But it's offensive.
You can tell behind it those sharp elbows is a kind soul.
He's always smiling when he does it.
Absolutely. And I've got to thank you, Erin, for all the work you've done in this area because I said those keyboard warriors that are out there do hurt parents, mums.
Oh,
you know what? But anyway.
You're beautiful, Maxine. But you know what?
But to hear that she doesn't hear it at the game. So they are all.
No, that's it, because they're counting.
I haven't. So that's what's worrying me. I'm now going to have to be standing up and defending. Is that a grub?
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Yes, the Campbelltown Catholic Club is where the live Hughie, Ed and Erin event happened. What a great venue that is.
Well, they're living the good life together at the Campbelltown Catholic Club, and you can see why.
Is really.
Visit cathclub.com.au.
Yeah.
You know what? New carpet, can I say? It's got that new carpet smell.
And the values menu. In which they espouse there are just amazing.
Can I say the menu was just the food there is extraordinary.
Yeah. They redid it. The bistro. Unbelievable.
Oh, I love it.
The spring rolls. Mmm.
Vegetarian, I'd hope.
Yes. And they did something with tofu I've never seen before. It was really good.
Okay, absolutely. You're probably not helping them now. We're going down a bad path.
Was it a tofu tower?
But yeah, I did a live show there. It was incredible. You know, It was fantastic. But the crowd were really interactive. Ah. Like,
hit me. Is that code for punishing?
No, there was some people who really want to get involved in the show, and I hope we've beeped the right places here, especially because we've got Eliza in the studio. Erin's daughter's turned up.
My little bubba's Erin, here.
Erin, remember you, Eliza, hello.
Say hello.
Anyway, so Eliza, she doesn't want to say hello, she doesn't want to speak.
But no, she wants to charge a fee.
She got involved in a show a few weeks ago.
She did. She actually was there, and then you, oh my gosh, the amount of bombs that came out of your mouth. It was I know why they're not appropriate for kids.
All right.
Shows.
So, but at one point I'm talking about the Will Smith thing, the fact I was on the Logies and I wanted someone to Will Smith me, but then you'll just slightly hear what someone jumped up at that point. Just have a listen to this.
Chris Rock sold out his world tour the day after he got slapped by f***ing Will Smith. I'll take a slap. I actually, no, not now.
A guy stood up and go, let's go. Mate, it's just comedy.
So we've
I don't want you to actually do it.
Great clips. They're going to be up on the socials if you missed out. Don't worry, we've got new venues coming for Husey's World Comedy Tour of Sydney.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
The Mystery Mix has been an epic journey towards the $100,000. There could only be one winner, and it happened just after 8 o'clock, where a single mum, a mother of three small children, who is works her backside off, you know, making those kids happy. She got on the line, didn't she?
It was pretty incredible. And she's her own mum's a single mum and they're just doing it a bit tough. She was worried about paying Reggio.
Mm. Her name is Jamie from Bradbury and this is how she did it.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Because of You, Kelly Clarkson. Waiting for Tonight, Jennifer Lopez. I'll Be Missing You, Puff Daddy, Faith Evans and 112.
$100,000. Is that the correct order?
Yes, Jamie!
You've done it!
Yeah, can I just, I don't want to make this about me, but could I redo my telling her?
Of course you can.
Okay.
No, not now. I don't have time for that. So
I feel like I was too over the top.
No. You're fine.
No.
Absolutely.
No, it
was good. I mean, it's, you were excited for her.
Yeah, I genuinely was.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I should have just said, you've won, Jamie. And then her reaction would have been more powerful.
Oh, well, we can bring your reaction down. I mean, what they can do.
The audio post.
What Quebecy does back there is just.
Quebecy. You called him Quebecs earlier. He's only worked with you for 20 years.
What?
You've got to remember, I've worked with Husey off and on for 15 years. Knowing staff members' names or faces is not his strong point.
Especially if he considers them below him.
No, yeah, he called me Akmal for 3 years. So I didn't have the heart to correct him.
If you work in the office here and I'm overly friendly to you, you know I don't know your name.
Yeah, and that goes for senior management. So, he's equal opportunity with that. Don't you worry about that.
He's very sweet. But Jamie is a legend, $100,000 richer. Her mama Leanne will get half of it. It was just incredible.
It was beautiful.
Feel good.
Well done to everyone who got involved.
An amazing weekend.
Yes.
Great weekend.
And enjoy the holidays. And we love you all. And peace, prosperity, and hope.
Give her a Sky News. Give her a Sky News. That's
it. Sky News Australia.
My show, 7 p.m. Watch it pre-Origin. I'll cover all the latest moves.
Perfect. You'll get the inside information. She's best friends with Freddie Fittler.
Yeah, from 7 till 8. Then you can.
Freddie has promised to go live on Sky News just before the game
Absolutely.
Starts.
Absolutely.
So.
But if you're not into that, he won't be. It's totally up to you.
Husey, Ed and Erin have had their best show, Like the Australiano, featuring McCafe coffee, chai and native wattle seed, unmistakably Aussie.